It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments. Many of your thoughts on Ted Koppel's conversation about our lack of shared sacrifice in paying for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were expressed in this comment from Madeline Kando. "I agree we should have a war tax imposed," she wrote, "but I don't think you can say we are not paying for the war. If we didn't have this war, we would have better roads, better schools, a better life. A country at war, even when we defer paying for it, is different from a country at peace. It's like having a major disease that you don't treat. You might try to ignore it, but in the back of your mind, you know it's there. The JetBlue flight attendant who cursed at a rude passenger, grabbed two beers, and escaped down the emergency slide received silent cheers from many, but not from Jerry Stanton. He wrote, "I've been in customer service for over 50 years and dealt with many thousands of customers. Every one of my customers has had a serious problem, or else they would not have contacted me. Discourteous, unreasonable, or uncivil customers are in the wrong, but that is not justification to treat those customers in kind. In my opinion, Mr. Slater was highly unprofessional, as are any flight attendants who justify or support his actions. The airline and their passengers are better off for Mr. Slater's resignation." Our mailbox was flooded with examples after the segment with author Jeff Deck on the great typo hunt, like this from June in Moorhead, Minnesota. "Some years ago, a young man sent a letter of application for a faculty position teaching voice lessons at our college. He meant to write that he would send a copy of the recording of his upcoming recital. Unfortunately, he omitted the I in recital. He did not get the position." Finally, this email from Stuart Jones at a hotel in Gainesville, Florida. He saw a sign on the laundry chute spelled shoot, S-H-O-O-T. You can find that typo and others on our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. And as always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, Ben Temption, Lori Grant, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also produces our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Burke Hun, and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin, fresh from his summer vacation, will focus on primaries in Arizona and Florida and the rest of the week's political news. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.